As others have mentioned, this day has been a long time coming. The idea for a museum dedicated to African Americans was first put forward by black veterans of the Civil War. And years later, the call was picked up by members of the Civil Rights Generation, by men and women who knew how to fight for what was right and strive for what is just. This is their day. This is your day. It's an honor to be here to see the fruit of your labor. I think about Malia and Sasha. I think about my daughters, and I think about your children. The millions of visitors who will stand where we stand long after we're gone. And I think about what I want them to experience. I think about what I want them to take away. When our children look at Harriet Tubman's shawl, or Nat Turner's Bible, or the plane flown by Tuskegee Airmen, I don't want them to be seen as figures somehow larger than life. I want them to see how ordinary Americans could do extraordinary things, how men and women just like them had the courage and determination to right a wrong, to make it right. I want my daughters to see the shackles that bound slaves on their voyage across the ocean and the shards of glass that flew from the 16th Street Baptist Church and understand that injustice and evil exists in the world. But I also want them to hear Louis Armstrong's horn and learn about the Negro League and read the poems of Phyllis Wheatley. And I want them to appreciate this museum not just as a record of tragedy, but as a celebration of life.